The New Testament Epistle of Paul to the Romans, Chapter 11. Israel and Salvation. In four parts: A. The Remnant. B. The Olive Tree. C. The Mystery. And D. The Wisdom. Developing this thesis: Israel has lost its privilege as God's mission to the Gentiles. The Remnant, verses 1 through 11. Note the location of Judah and Benjamin on this map of ancient Israel. Verse 1. I ask then, has God rejected his people? By no means. I myself am an Israelite, a descendant of Abraham, a member of the tribe of Benjamin. God has not rejected his people whom he foreknew. Would God ever reject Israel? Never. Psalm 94:14 reads, "The Lord will not forsake his people. He will not abandon his heritage." Why mention Benjamin? The Benjamin tribe remained with Judah after the division of the kingdom. Thus Benjamin and Judah were the remnant. God had foreknown Israel, that is, he has chosen them for future glory. Do you remember Queen Jezebel? We continue. Do you not know what the scripture says of Elijah, how he pleads with God against Israel? Lord, they have killed your prophets. They have demolished your altars. I alone am left, and they are seeking my life. 1 Kings 19:10. Well, this is scripture, that is, the inspired holy writings. This was about Queen Jezebel, 1 Kings 18:13, who was then seeking to kill Elijah as well, 1 Kings 19, verse 2. The northern kingdom had plunged into idolatry. Verse 4. But what is the divine reply to him? I have kept for myself 7,000 who have not bowed the knee to Baal. So too, at the present time, there is a remnant chosen by grace. God had kept the 7,000. Literally it says, I have left for myself, the remnant being the faithful who are already there. They were chosen by grace. Well, whom does God choose? How does he choose them? We'll come to that. Grace, remember, is not by human works, including religion. Well, what about the election? But if it is by grace, it is no longer on the basis of works. Otherwise, grace would no longer be grace or be gracious. What then? Israel has not achieved what it was pursuing. The elect have achieved it, but the rest were hardened. The elect, that is, those who remained faithful, when he says to achieve it, it is literally to obtain or gain it, and hardening is the effect of prolonged disbelief. How is this a snare? 8. As it is written, God gave them a sluggish spirit, eyes that would not see, and ears that would not hear, down to this very day. That's what Moses said in Deuteronomy 29:4. 9. And David says, let their table become a snare and a trap, a stumbling block and a retribution for them. Let their eyes be darkened so that they cannot see, and keep their backs bent forever. That is from Psalm 69. Well, how is this a stumbling block? 11. So I ask, have they stumbled so as to fall? By no means. But through their stumbling, salvation has come to the Gentiles, so as to make Israel jealous. When they stumbled over the stumbling stone, whom we have seen was Messiah, however, their fall is not permanent. but through their stumbling salvation has come to the Gentiles, that is, we Gentiles now have direct access to Yahweh through Messiah Jesus without going through Israel. Will Israel become jealous? Will they eventually want Jesus? The Olive Tree, verses 12 through 24. 12. Now if their stumbling means riches for the world, and if their loss means riches for Gentiles, how much more will their full inclusion mean? Well, the riches for the world come from knowing the God of the Bible as our Father. This is for the world, both geographically and socially. And the loss, otherwise translated defeat, in 1 Corinthians 6, 7. These are all non-Israelite ethnicities. Israel's full inclusion? Well, fullness here refers to their future restoral. Meanwhile, the gospel is being carried to Gentiles. Verse 13, now I am speaking to you Gentiles, inasmuch as I am an apostle to the Gentiles, I celebrate my ministry. Jesus Christ appointing Paul to go to the Gentiles is especially important to this context. 14, in order to make my own people jealous and thus save some of them. Well, Paul's ministry is literally a deaconate, that is, his form of service. Remember, there are varieties of service, but the same Lord. When he talks about his own people, he uses the term his own flesh, meaning the biological race. And how do we save others? Well, by cooperating with God. And to save some of them, which ones? Well, any who will repent. Why is this like bread dough? 15. For if their rejection is the reconciliation of the world, what will their acceptance be but life from the dead? If the part of the dough offered as first fruits is holy, then the whole batch is holy. And if the root is holy, then the branches also are holy. Their rejection, that is, their loss of privilege, the privilege of being God's agency to the Gentiles. Yet they remain holy. Israel is still in God's plans for the future. How does one become grafted into the olive tree? 17. But if some of the branches were broken off, and you, a wild olive shoot, were grafted in amongst the others to share the rich root of the olive tree, do not boast over the branches. If you do boast, then remember, you do not support the root, but the root supports you. Olive tree is an ancient metaphor for the nation of Israel and remains to this day a national symbol. Jeremiah 11:16, the Lord once called you a green olive tree, beautiful with good fruit. The term root refers not only to that part which is underground, but all that grows up above ground until it becomes branches. There are still olive trees in the Middle East which are older than Jesus. 19. If you say, branches were broken off so that I might be grafted in, well, that is true. They were broken off on account of unbelief, but you stand on account of belief. So do not become arrogant, but be afraid. Speaking of you and I, these are individual Gentiles such as you and I. How were the Israelites broken off? Well, only individuals who disbelieve. And what does it mean to be afraid? Well, the opposite of arrogant, humble belief. 21. For if God did not spare the natural branches, neither will he spare you. Note then the kindness and the severity of God. Severity towards those who have fallen, but God's kindness toward you, if you continue in his kindness. Otherwise, you also will be cut off. Yes, this is a conditional. So, remain faithful, for apostasy is possible. Continuing with the grafting, 23, and even those of Israel, if they do not continue in unbelief, will be grafted in, for God has the power to graft them in again. For if you have been cut off from what is by nature a wild olive tree, and grafted, contrary to nature, into a cultivated olive tree, then how much more will these natural branches be grafted back into their own olive tree? The Mystery, verses 25 through 32. The gospel is now being preached by Gentiles to Gentiles. 25. I want you to understand this mystery, brothers and sisters, so that you may not claim to be wiser than you are. A hardening has come upon part of Israel until the full number of the Gentiles has come in. Remember, in the New Testament, a mystery is something which is now being revealed. Divine revelation. The full number here meaning from every ethnicity. This is not a population count. As Jesus said, this gospel of the kingdom will be proclaimed throughout the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come. Yes, the Gentiles must come in. And then what? Verse 26. And in this way, all Israel will be saved, as it is written, quote, out of Zion will come the deliverer, and he will banish ungodliness from Jacob, or Israel. And this is my covenant with them when I take away their sins. That's a quotation from Isaiah 59. What is meant by all Israel? This does not mean all Israelites. Rather, the northern and southern kingdoms, referred to as Israel and Judah, Isaiah 59, from the west and from the rising sun, Isaiah 27, those who were lost in the land of Assyria, the northern kingdom. And the deliverer has come. This was Messiah Jesus. And on the day of Pentecost, there were Israelites from both the northern kingdom Israel and the southern kingdom Judah who were present, who heard the gospel preached in their own languages, and who were baptized upon repentance and faith in Messiah Jesus, who then carried the gospel back to their home cities throughout the eastern lands. And the covenant here? This is the new covenant. Jeremiah 31:31, I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. Jesus, when he took the cup, exclaimed, this is the blood inaugurating the new covenant. What does this have to do with Isaac, Abraham the patriarch, and Jacob? 28. As regards the gospel, they are enemies for your sake, but as regards the election, they are beloved for the sake of their ancestors. For the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable. Yes, God was calling all the tribes of Israel to faith in Messiah, and he is still doing so. They became enemies for your sake, that is, for you Gentiles who can now be saved without converting to Israelism. Well, they're still the elect. However, election does not guarantee salvation. But they are beloved, and God loves to save Israelites, for his call is irrevocable. He is still calling them. What does this have to do with a spoiled child? Verse 30. Just as you were once disobedient to God, but have now received mercy because of their disobedience, so also they have now been disobedient in order that, by the mercy shown to you, they also may now receive mercy. And who are disobedient? All who survive childhood become disobedient. This is why Paul said earlier, all sin and fall short of the glory of God. But now he is willing to show mercy to all, that is, to meet our most real needs of everlasting life. So also, he means Israelites and Gentiles alike, and the wisdom, verses 33 through 36, 32. For God has imprisoned all in disobedience, so that he may be merciful to all. Oh, the depth of the riches and wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable are his judgments, and how inscrutable his ways! Yes, all are imprisoned as a result of disobedience, unlike a theology which says that imprisonment led to disobedience. That he may be merciful to all ethnicities, and all individuals who repent. For who has known the mind of the Lord? Or who has been his counselor? Or who has given a gift to him to receive a gift in return? For from him, and through him, and to him are all things, that is, all these things. So, to him be the glory forever. Amen. All who hear my voice, repent and believe the good news. By way of summary, then, this chapter is showing us that, as Jesus said, salvation originally came from the Jews, but national Israel rejected the Messiah, even though members of all Israel were saved on the day of Pentecost and continued to be. Then Jesus appointed Paul apostle to Gentiles. However, he has removed Israel as light to the Gentiles. So Gentiles are now being saved without becoming part of Israel. Nevertheless, Israelites are also saved by their faith in Messiah Jesus. Zionist Israel is still awaiting Messiah. For next time, please read Romans chapter 12.